"Master Chief," I said in a most serious voice, stuffing the sat phone in my right side leg pouch. "My boss says not to shoot any holes in the nuclear weapons." Kaufman was processing what I said and touched his neck to transmit.
"Green 1, Red 2, are you ready up there?"
Two clicks were heard in everyone's earpiece. Petty Officer First Class Mark Duncan and PO2 Billy Sims were positioned on the top stack of the center cluster of containers. There were three clusters of the metal vessels at the bow. Each group was piled neatly, 6 high, 6 wide, and 6 deep, a total of 18 per cluster separated by service aisles. There were 3 clusters spanning across the width of cargo bay. The container of interest was in the front row of the 2nd cluster. Counting left to right, the entrance was in the 4th row, 3 levels up. Billy and I had witnessed 3 armed men exit from this same container just a little over an hour ago. "My fat friend back there," I said, and pointed down the center passageway to the alley behind our cluster of interest. "He said this was the only entrance. On this deck, that is."
"What did he mean by that?" asked M.C. Kaufman.
"Your guess is as good as mine, M.C. He still claims to know nothing about drugs or stingers."
"Trust but verify, Mr. Rick. Heads up, people. On 3, Red 2, blow the hinges. Red 3 and 4, stand by with the FBs. Flashbangs. Counting. 1, 2, 3. Execute."
The hinges on both sides of the container disappeared in the same instant. Both doors, still joined together at the middle, fell to the deck below. The crash echo faded. The silence was deafening, but only for an instant. The stun grenades had been tossed from the mezzanine into the open container. Sims and Duncan pushed off from above and swung into the smoke-filled doorway.
"No joy on any bad guys, M.C.," called Green 1, Duncan.
He knelt down on one knee, covering the rear of the container, while Billy pushed the ladder toward the mezzanine. The ladder racking was bolted to the floor on a roller track assembly. Billy pushed the ladder outward toward the mezzanine. The two SEALs, PO2 Dennis Malone, Red 3, and PO2 Frank Bacon, Red 4, darted toward the open container as soon as the metal plank touched the mezzanine railing. The gray haze from the FB's discharge started to make its way out the front of the container. Sims gave a quick headshake to his 2 newly arrived team members. 3/4 of the way to the back wall, a piece of a canvas curtain was left dangling from its only remaining fastener. Duncan keyed his mic.
"M.C., rear wall missing. Moving into next container. Suggest Mr. Sting come join the Explorer."
Exploration. "Status update in 1 mic. Minute."
"Roger that, Green 1. Green 4, this is M.C. Cover us from the roof. Green 3, get eyes on port side, rear alley. 10-4. Sting 1, you copy all that?"
Double clicks were heard across the net.
"Roger, M.C. Sting 1, on my way."
50 seconds later.
"Green 4 in position. Green 3, ditto."
"M.C.," called Billy Sims.
"Both you and Mr. Sting need to come look at this."
"Roger that," replied Kaufman. "Sting 1, meet you at the ladder."
"Sting 1 almost there," I replied.